fruit and fiber. And because I'm in that habit, that's fairly easy. Lunchtime tends to be the normal. I'll be picking at Rachel at about 11:30, and sometimes we'll stop in Hexham and have a sausage roll or something for lunch. And sometimes, most often, that will be coming home, and she and I, again, I don't feel entrenched in it, but it just is sort of habit that I'll have two slices of bread and a piece of fruit at lunchtime. So that's fairly regular in terms of food and the time I would be having it around 12:30. I think evening meals are the sort of biggest difference. The afternoon, we'll have a play, we'll go to the park, or we'll, do something with Rachel. That'll be Rachel and I. And the children get back about four-ish. And then I have to say, it's possibly for any mother of three children, maybe if someone can cook, it's not so bad. It's my worst time of the day when everyone's tired and I'm tired and they want food and I don't know what to cook. But we tend to eat, the three girls and I, and because Paul comes in mostly after the time when everyone else is starving. So, and I'll cook it frantically with lots of people wanting my attention. There'll be piano practice going on, there'll be drumming practice going on, there'll be Rachel wanting to help me cook, and me trying to be patient with the 3-year-old, tipping things all over the place. And I'll get it on the table, and that'll be the first time I'll have a bit of peace to think about the blood sugar. So I'll do the blood sugar and the injection. And then sorting out what the two older ones are doing by way of homework or going out. Rachel, story and bedtime regime is around 8 o'clock. Thankfully, it's funny how a move to a different place about a year and a half ago, we're still in a mode of not being too busy charging out in the evenings, which has been interesting. As you get to know more people, you get busier doing more things. But most of the time, we're both pretty tired out from jobs and looking after children. And it's funny, I was well known on the Daphne course for recommending red wine, because more evenings than not.